Hey guys, it's Seth checking in with you for week 10 of the crime writing class. This is our last week together, and I don't think I have to tell you that I will miss this class. I think you guys have done a great job, and I do want to tell you that I will miss this class. One of the things about the Stanford 10-week quarter classes is that they're really packed in, and I wish we had a little bit more time together. I think you guys are really hitting your stride, getting to know each other, and I'm sure you understand that getting to know each other a little bit is really definitely a part of a good workshop, and to really giving each other good feedback, it helps to have that little bit of time to get to know each other. So we've been fast and furious here, and you guys have done a great job keeping up with all of the work that I've put out, which has been a lot. And it's been really great to see your discussions, your chats, your comments on each other's work, which has been wonderful, and the fine fiction that you guys have turned out. You guys have done some really great writing in this class, and I've been really happy to see it. If I'm lucky, I will get out another podcast before the class ends. And there's a couple things I'd like to cover there. If there's anything else you want me to cover, go to the Week 9 forum and post in there about the podcasting thing. Daryl and Kate had some questions about how I got my podcast out and built an audience for it. I answered there, and I talked to Daryl on the phone today and Elaine. If you haven't had a one-on-one conference with me and you would like one, please email me, and we'll set something up either this week or early next week. Officially, the class ends on Friday, but I have no problem with us going over the weekend. Supposedly, the website will be up for another 2 weeks. It might be up for even a bit longer, but if you want a place to go forward with talking to each other and connecting, I propose that you use setharwood.com/workshop. I've set up a forum there. You can attach links when you start a new thread. You can attach Word documents, and Rich is already posting his story up there, which is great. I've also set up a forum in the week 10 part of the class for you guys to trade emails with one another. I think that is a smart thing for you guys going forward. Definitely keep in touch with each other. It seems like you've built some really good relationships already in this class. And I know for me, it was always worthwhile to build on those as I went forward with creative writing. One of my first workshop experiences was a really great class that I took at Harvard Extension. And a bunch of the students and I went on to meet afterwards. So you guys being all over the country, it's a bit hard to do that face-to-face, but I fully encourage you to stay in touch with each other on email and use that forum on my site as much as you like. You can also contact me by email after the class if you have any questions, what's going on, stuff like that. Hopefully I'll get to see some of you guys at readings this spring and this summer. I know I'll be coming down to Phoenix at some point in June or July, and I really hope to see a bunch of you guys at Kepler's and stuff like that. And on the East Coast, I will be there in New York in June and Boston. So let's get into the things that I wanted to talk about this week. First up, we're talking about revision this week. Read the essay that I've attached as a PDF on there when you get a chance. Revision takes some time to think about and figure out. If you're really steeped and immersed in your story, sometimes it's good to give it a break for a couple of weeks or a month. To get away with it, to get away from it. For a novel, sometimes it's good to get away from it for 6 months so that you can come back to it and look at it with fresh eyes. You know, one of the things that we've been working on in workshop here is getting you guys to look at each other's work and see how other readers look at your work from a reader's perspective. If you take a break and get away from your work for a while, it gives you the ability to look at that as a reader would and sort of step away from being the creator for a little bit, and that can be really valuable in revision as well. I talked a little bit, so read that essay on there. Look to revise your stories, but understand that you don't need to do that right away out of the class. And if you're looking to get your story on Crime Wave, talk to me, drop me an email. I'm happy to post your stuff. We can do a couple of student episodes, or we can see how that goes depending on who wants to be involved in it. I'm happy to post your stuff on Crime Wave. You'll get some stuff. You'll get an episode out to a lot of listeners, and it's a chance for you to start to build your audience. I'm happy to do that for you guys. In terms of social media, I think podcasting is really a great way to go about it. I think that the talk last week about using that as content was really good. And I hope that some of you guys had a chance to read the piece that I just had published in the Strand newsletter. But in terms of Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, anything else you can think of, blogging, don't drive yourself crazy. Use it as a tool and recognize that these are tools that are there to help you, not there to run your life. Play with them a little bit, enough to get a sense about what they're good for and how you can use them, and then sort of let your own intuition guide how much you use these things and how you use them. Just play with them when you have time. The beehive theory is something that I really wanted to talk about. It's where you get your characters in a situation that has really high tension, and you keep them there for as long as you can so that the tension keeps rising for the reader. Basically, once you get your characters into a beehive where they're in this place where there's bees all around them and the tension is rising, a lot of writers make the mistake of letting the characters out of there too early and the tension doesn't rise enough. One of the things that you really want in these stories and any story is to make the tension rise so that the readers are really pulled in and involved in what's going on and what's at stake for the characters. An example of this is that in the piece that I'm writing now, I have an elevator car going up with a police officer in it, a gangbanger, and a parent of a gangbanger. And I set that up as a really awkward moment there for the three of them. And I was thinking about it this morning and thinking, I don't think I sort of luxuriated or kept the reader in that scene for long enough. You know, that's a really rich moment when that real point of tension has those three characters in there together feeling very awkward. And then another character even came in a little bit higher up on the elevator's rise to the top of the building, who was sort of another kind of would-be wannabe gangbanger. And when he got in there, things got even worse and more uncomfortable. And I was thinking, this morning I was thinking that I should really have drawn that scene out a bit. And so I might go back in there and do it either by doing more physical description of the characters' bodies. I think I can really add a lot of tension there by describing their physical actions, how they try not to look at each other and how they shift their bodies, and maybe even with some dialogue in there. So the basic principle of the beehive is when you have a situation that's tense and tight, keep your characters and your reader in there for as long as you can. It really sort of gets the water boiling in the story. Kate and Daryl were also wondering how I got agents and editors in New York to be interested in my stuff. I did this by rushing Amazon, and Rich is probably a really good one to talk to about this because he was a part of it, I believe. I basically got all my listeners to, and as they were listening to my podcasts, I'll have a couple minutes at the beginning and the end of each podcast where I can talk about what's going on with me, things like that. And all I would talk about in there was the book release, coming up book release. And I was talking about it genuinely because I was really excited about it. I've been talking about the Jack Wakes Up release in May. Some of you guys have probably noticed that it's hard for me not to talk about it. And it's really just coming out of being excited about something that I've worked hard to do. So essentially, I don't have that much shame in my game about discussing it and pushing it. And I think ultimately losing your shame on that level is a quality thing for a writer at a certain point. So I got all my people to rush Amazon and buy it on the same day. I got the book to number one in crime. It pushed up a number of other books that were linked to it. And editors and agents saw those books rise and were wondering, well, why did this book rise today? And people were able to tell them, well, it rose because Jack Wakes Up had a huge buy on Amazon. It hit number one in crime. Number 45 overall in books. And, basically that showed people that I could sell and they really wanted to get involved. That got me the entry to the agent. And then at that point is when it really came down to the quality of the book. The editors looked at it. They were thinking about whether they could sell this book. And the one who really hopped on it first was the one who liked it the most because of the quality. And he really just literally read the book and said, I want to buy this. And so, ultimately it does all come down to the quality of the writing, which is what we've been working on in this class. But in today's publishing world, you also have to really bust your butt to get your stuff in there, for sure, to really get it noticed. It's hard work. So I rushed Amazon, and that was really the key for me. Some other writers from the podcasting realm have done similar things on Amazon. I was one of the first ones to do it. Scott Sigler did it first, and then some other people have done it after me, with mixed success. You know, some of them have done it, gotten really high up, and sort of nothing happens after that. I think it sort of depends on how you set it up with agents going in ahead of time, if they've heard of you, and the quality of the writing. I mean, with Scott Sigler, the thing that he did that was great was that he had an agent when he did his Amazon rush on one book, and his next book had already been submitted to editors, so it was on their desks when they saw he had rushed Amazon, and that made them want to read the book that he'd put on their desks. They read it, they liked it, and then there was sort of a bidding frenzy. With me, I didn't have anything on editors' desks, but pretty soon we were able to get those onto their desks. An article came out in the Chronicle a couple of weeks later about me and Scott and what we were doing online. And when the article came out in the Chronicle, then the manuscript was on people's desks. And so we're looking for that to make a push. And maybe that helped and maybe it didn't. I was talking to Elaine this morning about some programs that might be helpful for you guys. If you're on a Mac, I definitely recommend checking out the Scrivener program. Scrivener. I'll include a link in the email with this podcast for you guys to check that out. I looked at it online today. It costs $40. I have been using this program for a year or two now since I heard about it from Scott. It's really dynamite, I think. It blows Microsoft Word away. It's like with Microsoft Word, you just sort of have this long scroll that you write into. And if you want to sort of edit it or move around in it or find things, you're completely on your own. And using Scrivener has really helped me organize my longer stuff a lot better in terms of being able to really see in a column all the names of the chapters and what's in the chapters. Move things around like they're note cards on a corkboard. You can move chapters around, change the order of things, cut and paste, and really just find things so much more easily. One of the hard things that I was trying to do was really get a sense about how to keep a novel in my head in terms of its structure, which is where sort of the butcher paper and stuff like that comes in from the section that I wrote on the week 10 schedule that I hope you guys have read. But I think this program Scrivener really helps out even more. It allows you to really break out the things into chapters. You can look at them as chapters, and then you can also look at the whole thing as one big long piece of writing. And it really makes all the difference to me to be able to navigate around in there and really see things and look at how they're laid out. So if you're on a Mac, I definitely recommend this. If you're on a PC, I don't know what to tell you. I think you're still stuck with Microsoft Word. But if you're on a Mac, I definitely recommend checking out the Scrivener program. $40. I really think it's worth it. Also, talking to Elaine, I was talking about Google Earth and how I've been able to use that program to sort of look at some of the streets in Boston that I'm writing about now to sort of get some sense of the geography there and where things relate to each other in the North Cambridge sections that I'm writing about. You know, my memory is pretty good for those, but it helps to be able to look at a map. It helps to be able to look at Google Earth to see the satellite images and the streets and the buildings. And I've used that for San Francisco as well in the Jack Palm stuff. So check out Google Earth. You can use that on any kind of computer. Rich posted a revision of his story at the workshop thing. Check that out in the next couple of weeks or whatever. I'd like to try and do two chats this week if possible so that we can get through talking about last week's chats on Wednesday at 4 p.m. And then perhaps we could do a Saturday morning chat at, let's say, 10:30 Pacific, which would be 1:30 Eastern. Or I could do 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern. Let's trade some ideas about that. I'll put a forum up where you guys can say what time works for you. And we'll figure that out. Okay. Yeah, I think we should do a second chat so that we can talk about Daffodil, James, and Gail's pieces I'd just like to have a chance to sort of do those, go over those in chat, because I think going over the stories in chat has been really helpful for all of us, writers and readers included. Last but not least, course evaluations. It means a lot to me to know what you guys thought of this class. I love the fact that I'm getting really good feedback from you guys in the emails. It's really important for you guys to let Stanford know that you think this has been a great class. This is the first time that they've ever run a crime fiction class, and they were worried about whether they'd be able to get students for it. And this is the first time that I've ever taught for them, so I know they'll be curious to see what you guys thought about how I did. I'm also really interested in hearing what you guys said so that I can improve the class for going forward. And I'd love to have some more of your feedback about what worked, what didn't, what you would like more of. I know I feel a little bit like we've kind of shortchanged some of the readings a bit, and I apologize for that. It's just, it seemed like we've been really busy with a lot of stuff. And priority-wise, I definitely think that you guys working on your writing and commenting on one another's writing are really the most key things for this class, especially in a 10-week session. But you'll be getting an email very shortly from someone who's not me about these course evaluations. Please follow the links, go online, fill out the course evaluation. I would love to see your ideas and thoughts about the class. I won't see these until after I turn the grades in, so no worries there, and they're probably all anonymous anyway. Okay, so go straight to the forum in week 10. Let me know when you think would be a good time for our second chat. And vote there. And if you have anything else that you want me to try to cover in a second last podcast for this week, go into the week 9 forum and post in discussion topics for podcasts. All right. Looking forward to reading more stories this week and to seeing you guys in the chat on Wednesday. Take care. Stay criminal.